My name's Kathleen Sarniak-Tanzola. I'm the CEO, president of Jeanette Specialty Glass. I was not a part of the company until 2004. I had my own career. I was in the cosmetic industry. I was a regional and a VP of sales and traveled a lot. So I have a sales and marketing background. From there, I became COO, and after that, CEO. I had no intention of being in the glass business, none. Jeanette Specialty Glass and JSG Oceana, that is our retail name for our glass sinks. Jeanette Specialty Glass survived because of diversification. We used to be an outdoor lighting only company. In the very, very beginning, we've evolved. We're 113 years old. We're the longest lasting business in the city of Jeanette. This was the land of glass. I'm the only one left. And there were people that were much bigger than us. So for us to still be here and to still be thriving and profitable, I'm very proud of that. For us to still be a very vibrant member of the community, keeping Jeanette going forward, very, very proud of it. I actually grew up in a small town called Norvelt. My childhood, it's like anyone's here. I lived in the country. I went to a Catholic school, a small Catholic school, walked to school, went to Mount Pleasant High School, was a cheerleader. I have 7 brothers and sisters, and almost all of us live somewhere within the tri-state area. I went to Seton Hill University. That was back when my dad said to me, girls really don't need an education. We have 4 boys and I am smart. I had some scholarship. I went for 4 years there, 35 years here. Jeanette's my home. I moved for one reason. My husband passed away after 35 years of marriage. I needed to move for myself. Why am I coming back? Because this is my home. This is my family. My family lives around here. My father is 93 years old, and I'm coming home to be home. To me personally, Jayhawk, you folks, my goodness, your sports. Jayhawk is just, I've never seen so many talented young people that are driven come out of Jeanette. I see folks that now work in the Jeanette community and in the Jeanette school that I knew as children. Have I achieved my goal? The day I achieve my goal, I hope I'm no longer here. I have done more in my life than I ever thought I would have done. So it's not that you don't have goals. Your goals are always changing, and they should. My goals are different today than they were 5 years ago. But you always go out and get the next one. And hopefully your goals will be like that. Hopefully you will just embrace it. If you go after one goal and you realize this is not quite what I want, don't be afraid. Go to the next one. That's what life's all about. Embrace your goals. Think about it. How old am I when I go to a glass factory? I knew nothing about manufacturing. Nothing. I put the tennis shoes on, put the jeans on, and went on the floor. And I did every job that's out there so that I would know, so that I would understand what makes the furnace work, what makes the finishing work, what skills are needed. And I think that no matter how old you are, no matter what stage of your life you are, as long as you remember that and take every opportunity seriously, it will happen for you. It has to. Have faith. The city of Jeanette went through some good times and bad times. I've seen many, many manufacturing facilities leave. Some of them were quite devastating to the city. I see a resilient people. I see a local government that wants to bring things back, that wants to make it better. The people here just never get down. They always have a great attitude. I think that the STEM programs and the things that are going on in the county are perfect for this area because I need people. I need people that understand the science, the technology, and so that they can come work for us. I don't think the spirit has ever changed, and that's a good thing. Jeanette is a family town. Always has been, always will be, and I've embraced it. The folks that work at Jeanette Specialty Glass, they're our family. There are people that have worked for us for years and years, and their children are now working for us. It's allowed me to know that how I was brought up and the values that I have are very alive and thriving, and we need to take care of each other.